All right, good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to read a statement from the Charlotte City Council to you this afternoon, and we may take a few questions afterwards. We were notified today at the same time as the public that Mayor Patrick Cannon was arrested on federal charges. The City Council is deeply disappointed to learn of the mayor's arrest. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family. His arrest came as a complete surprise to the City Council and the City Manager. The first any of us learned about the investigation is when the FBI served a search warrant on the mayor's office at noon today. The City Manager and City Attorney have spoken with the U.S. Attorney and committed the city's full cooperation. The City Manager has also directed that all city staff fully cooperate. The City of Charlotte has a long history of honest government, and the City Council is dedicated to preserving the city's reputation. It is our expectation that all business of city government be conducted honestly and fairly. While there will be extensive media attention to Mayor Cannon's arrest, it is our expectation that the City Manager and the professional staff of the city focus on providing excellent city services. The trash will be collected, emergency calls answered, buses and trains will run, and the water will flow and sewage will be treated. Charlotte has a council-manager form of government. The mayor's role is to preside over council meetings and represent the city officially. The council is responsible for adopting laws and the budget. The city council and city staff will continue to serve the public with honesty, integrity, openness, and accountability. Under state law, Patrick Cannon remains mayor unless and until he either resigns or is convicted of a felony. The City Council has no power to remove a mayor. In the mayor's absence from any meeting, the mayor pro tem presides. If the mayor resigns or is convicted of a felony, the City Council would appoint a mayor to fulfill the remainder of the term. Finally, the city reiterates that there is an ongoing federal investigation. We are cooperating fully with the investigation, and it would be inappropriate to comment on the investigation at this time. The City Council and city staff are focused on the continuity of government and providing the highest standards of services to the citizens of Charlotte. I want to thank the City Manager and my colleagues from the City Council for being with us today, being with me, and showing the people of this city that we are a team that is dedicated to doing what's best for Charlotte. Are there any brief questions?
Michael, you mentioned that you cannot remove the mayor. However, just given the distraction, the media attention, what do you think should happen in terms of the mayor right now?
I honestly, Eric, I will let the mayor decide what he thinks he needs to do.
Michael, have you spoken to Mayor Cannon at all since this happened?
I have not.
Has anyone spoken to Mayor Cannon since this happened?
The city manager has.
What was the conversation like?
It was a very brief conversation. I let him know that my prayers were with him and his family.
Did you ask him to resign?
I did not. We did not go into that subject.
Michael, let me ask you, yes. How careful does council have to be now when looking at anything that comes to you, whether it came to you, I hate to use the word cleanly or not, but obviously as a lawyer, you probably have already thought about that.
Our history has been that we run a clean government. And I think my expectation, the expectation of my colleagues, is that we will continue to run a clean government in Charlotte.
Will the city's schedule remain the same following this arrest?
Yes, although I have had a few things added to my calendar that I didn't expect, but yes.
Are you going to take a look at any of the votes that may have had something to do with some of these allegations, the money that may be?
That will be up to the U.S. Attorney. There, the feds are investigating, and we have no control, obviously, of what they do, and would expect that whatever they choose to look at, they will look at.
Will any of those projects that could still be actively going on be put on hold in the interim?
I don't know yet. It's premature.
Ron, what do you tell employees, or what have you said to city employees, because this is obviously a huge morale issue?
Well, it certainly comes as a shock to all of the city staff. The first thing I have told to city employees who are immediately connected with the mayor's office, city council office, and my office is that we will fully cooperate. I've made it clear that we will take every safeguard possible to ensure that all records are preserved. We have turned over all records that have been requested of the FBI as of today. They know very clearly that we will provide them whatever they may need in support of the investigation. Meanwhile, as the statement says, we do operate under the council-manager form of government. The mayor is not the executive. The mayor does not appoint the staff and does not supervise the staff. And so it is actually illegal for the mayor to give directives of any form, whether they are of a lawful or unlawful nature, to a city staff. And so this form of government is driven by integrity and honesty, and it's my expectation that employees continue to operate with honesty and integrity and to not be distracted by the arrest and to really keep focused, as the statement says, on providing the people of this city the services that we're obligated and committed to provide them.
Ron, the indictment says that the mayor was alleging he had a lot of influence over individuals and departments. Are you going to conduct your own investigation as to whether that was true or not?
Whatever we do internally will be done in collaboration with the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI so that we do not interfere with their investigation.
What type of a timeline are we looking at as the investigation continues?
We don't know. Again, the U.S. Attorney and the FBI are taking control of that, so we don't know.
Have any of you seen any evidence or caused you to question anything in the planning and zoning process that you would believe would indicate that it is compromised or has been compromised?
I think the fair answer to that would be that no. And if you ask each of us, I think the answer would be the same. But there's a lot going on, so we don't know all the details yet. Yeah, nothing that comes to mind, no.
How did you find out, Michael, and what was your reaction?
I got a call from the city manager's office, one of the assistant city managers, Mr. Campbell, and I was as stunned and shocked as anybody else would have been. Okay. All right, folks, we appreciate it. Have a great evening, and thank you so much.